أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين، أما بعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My brief topic today is the verse of the throne. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum, la ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm, lahu ma fi as-samawati wa ma fi al-ard, man dha alladhi yashfa'u 'indahu illa bi'idhnihi, ya'lamu ma bayna aydihim wa ma khalfahum, ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء، وسع كرسي السماوات والأرض، ولا يؤوده حفظهما، وهو العلي العظيم. This is verse from chapter 2, verse 255. Its translation is, Allah, the everlasting, the sustainer of the whole universe, there is no God but He. He does neither slumber nor sleep. Whatsoever is in the heavens and in the earth is His. Who is there to intercede with Him except by His own permission? He knows what is before the people and also what is hidden from them, and they cannot comprehend anything of His knowledge save whatever He Himself pleases to reveal. His kingdom spreads over the heavens and the earth, and the guarding of these does not weary Him. He alone is the supreme and the exalted. This verse is generally known as the verse of the throne, and it provides in one piece knowledge of God with no parallel. Let's break it down and look at different parts of the verse. The first part, there is no God but Allah, the everlasting, the sustainer of everything. A brief comment on this, that regardless of ignorant people's worship of false gods, the truth is that Godhead in its entirety belongs exclusively to the eternal being, who is indebted to no one for His existence. In fact, He is not only self-existent, but upon Him rests the entire order of the universe. He alone wields all sovereign authority over His dominion. None shares His attributes or His power and might, and no one has the same claims against the creatures as He does. Hence, if anywhere in the heavens or earth someone sets up anything or anybody as an object of worship and service, either instead of or in addition to the one true God, it amounts to declaring war on reality. The second part of the verse says, He does neither slumber nor sleep. This is a refutation of the ideas of those people who, in formulating their concepts of God, are inclined to consider God analogous to their own imperfect selves, and hence ascribe to God the weaknesses characteristic of human beings. An instance at hand is the famous biblical statement that God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and on the seventh day He rested. See Genesis chapters 1 and 2. The third part of the verse says, whatsoever is in the heavens and in the earth is His. To God belongs the heavens and the earth and everything therein. There is no one who shares anything with God in governance of the heavens or the earth. Any conceivable being other than God would necessarily be a part of the universe and thus belong to and be a subject of God rather than his partner and equal. The next part. Who is there to intercede with him except by his own permission? This is a refutation of the ideas of those polytheists who consider their saints, angels, or other beings to be so influential with God that if they were adamant in demanding something of God, the demand would prevail. Well, they are being told that far from anyone having the power to impose his will on God, none, not even the greatest prophets and the most highly esteemed angels, will dare utter one word in the majestic court of the Lord unless they are expressly permitted to do so. Now, the next part of the verse says, he knows what is before the people and what is hidden from them, and they cannot comprehend anything of his knowledge save what he himself pleases to reveal. Here, another blow is struck against polytheism. On the basis of the concept of God's unlimited sovereignty and omnipotence, it was stressed in the foregoing verses that no one shares independently in God's governance of the universe, and no one is so powerful with God that his intercession would decisively influence his judgment. The same point is stressed here, but in a different manner. It is pointed out that no one possesses the knowledge that would enable him to comprehend the order of the universe and the considerations underlying it. So no one can legitimately interfere in its governance. The knowledge of human beings, of jinn, of angels, and of all other creatures is limited and imperfect. No one's knowledge embraces all the facts of the universe. If someone did have the right to interfere, even in only a part of the universe, and if his suggestions were of necessity to be put into effect, the entire order of the universe would be disrupted. Creatures are incapable of understanding what is best for them. I do not have the capacity to know how best the universe should be governed. It is God alone who knows everything. And then the final part of the verse says, his kingdom spreads over the heavens and the earth, and the guarding of these does not weary him. He alone is the supreme and the exalted. Huwal Aliyul Azim. Sadaqallahu Aliyul Azim.